A musical adventure. New artists, new musicians, and everyone involved in the world of music. Live from Music City, Nashville, Tennessee, this is J-Rod Concerts, the podcast, with your host, Jamie Rodriguez. Let's find out what we have this episode.
The most exciting part of this business is without a doubt when you find a talent that just blows your brain from the first few seconds. And more often than not, we know they're going places. And, you know, we pride ourselves here. And by the way, this is Jamie Rodriguez, your host of J-Rod Concerts, the podcast. And this is where you are, J-Rod Concerts, the podcast. But yeah, back to the original point. You know, there's been, you know, the loyal audience knows that, you know, acts like Morgan Wade and Cannons and Lainey Wilson, they've been with us from the beginning, you know, from before they were the household names that they are now. And it's because we love finding those talents that we just, you know, that our goosebumps just get all over our bodies. And today's guest, ladies and gentlemen, Rose Betts is one of those, a once-in-a-lifetime talent. She is just an extraordinary and unique vocalist whose Celtic pop-infused songs soar straight from her heart, seemingly across distant shores and finally to the listener's ears. She sounds honestly like a fairy tale come to life. She's from London, lives in LA now. In 2021, she produced and performed the theme song for The Flash in Snack Snyder's epic director's cut of the Justice League. And in early 2022, one of her songs went supernova on TikTok. So that propelled her to sold-out shows all over the country. And she has a new single out called War, which is spellbinding. And you all should check it out immediately after listening to this podcast, War, Rose Betts. So without further ado, let's get on with it. We caught up with Rose. She was actually visiting Nashville, creating some content. She was in a car, but we had a great conversation. So this is Rose Betts on J-Rod Concerts, the podcast. Rose Betts, look at you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm in a car in Nashville, like, and it's raining and it's still bizarre. How are you?
It's same. Okay, so you're in Nashville. I was gonna ask you, welcome to Nashville. Thanks for bringing the rain.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I did definitely bring it. It's very, very English today.
Very English, very, very Irish as well. But Rose, thank you for your time and thank you for the great new single War and everything you've done. The past couple of weeks, Rose, I've immersed myself in your musical world, and I have to tell you, basically, I am Rose Betts. That's how great it's been.
You can be, you know, you can stand in for me at concerts and just go to studios and just do like, great, welcome aboard. Love that.
So what brings you to Nashville, Rose? Are you songwriting or what are you doing?
I'm recording, so I'm working on the next project. So I'm here with I have a producer that I work with here. And actually, the reason I'm here today where I am now, which is the place called Franklin, right? Uh-huh. It's there's an Irish pub, and we're about to record some vocals of humming and like sing-along kind of pub sounds for some of the songs on the album. So yeah. That's why I'm kind of very in a car and far away from everything that I know. But it's, I like Nashville a lot. It's great.
Leave it to Rose Betts to find the Irish part of a wealthy suburb here of Nashville. You know, we're with family Yes. and dogs.
Yes, it's definitely a step up from my end of LA. Yeah.
Oh, God. By the way, LA, speaking of LA, you've been there almost 3 years, like 2.5.
Yes.
Like that. How has it been now that you're like more settled, Rose?
I like it more and more. I think that the more people you meet there, the more you find a reason to stay. It's the place itself is not my taste. I like green and I like nature and I like the all I like seasons, but there are some amazing creative driven people there, so it feels like I'm gathering more of them. So I like it more and more and get used to it more and more.
Yeah, amazing, Rose. But by the way, you know, you're from the UK. For my audience that doesn't know, Irish ancestry. I actually went to a British school like all my life until like high school. So I'm the Anglophile 100%. So, you know, you talk to me about Marmite, the whole thing. I used to go every summer, the whole, like, I, you know, we speak the language.
Right. Let's do it. Not many people speak the language of Marmite. That's a specific dialect.
No, and how can they live, you know? But anyway, that's a different
thing.
But Bruce, let me ask you this. I mean, like, you know, growing up in the UK, you know, what were some of the artists that like really like shook you? You know what I mean? Was it something like the Waterboys, Irish, like, or was it someone like more remote?
I actually didn't have much exposure to pop Irish music. I kind of was more, it was around me in family gatherings, and my mother would sing lots of Celtic, Hebridean, Scottish Celtic music. I loved Avril Lavigne. I think as soon as I realized you could be a woman and be a singer-songwriter and write your own song, and you could transform your life into songs. That was a mind-blowing moment for me. So I kind of had a whole load of things. It wasn't really specifically Irish, because I did grow up in England with kind of around all that stuff. But I did have the Irish family. So, you know, like, we'd all get the accordions out and the piano, and my granddad would play the clarinet, and it would sit in a circle like you do and do all that stuff.
I love it. I love it. And I love the fact that you're in Nashville, Rose, because, you know, songwriting here is really from like raw. It's like the more raw you go, it's like the more celebrated it is. And I know that, and I'm not saying this is your case, but I know that for a lot of, you know, British artists I've talked to throughout the years, it takes a little bit more, just because culturally, it's a little bit more, it's harder to like really dig in like deep, deep, deep. Was that your experience? And have you found since you moved to America that you've become like way more open with like darkest, deepest sides of
yourself? That's lovely. You're right. English people do struggle with that. I don't know. I think that I've noticed since kind of having more of a social media presence and having that direct contact with people's feedback and what they like and what they connect with, it's so interesting that the more honest you are, you don't have to lay your dirty laundry out, but the more honest and authentic you are, how wonderfully people react to it and how deeply they connect. And you're right about Nashville. It's lovely being here for this project, because LA wouldn't have been the right place. I mean, here the song is king,
right?
And the truth of the song and the songwriting is such a craft. It's really great an environment to be in. And I wonder about that. I wonder if I'm more open since being in America, because you guys are open. It's true.
War, I don't know when you wrote War. Maybe you've had like 8-10 years in that Dropbox or somewhere, but War is pretty open.
Yeah, it's true. War is recent. I feel like I wrote a song called Recovery a little while ago, and it was like, at the time, it was the first time I'd been that honest. And since then, I feel like I've just been building on that honesty. And War is a very honest song, totally in that space, and it was written fairly recently.
It's
nice that it comes across, because I definitely wanted that to be expressed.
War is beautiful, but one of the powerful things about War, Rose, and this could be a question that you don't know the answer, but why do you think it, like, the word that kept coming up listening to War was expectations, how expectations are like the root of our own unhappiness, whether it's with lovers, with friends, or with family, like expectations, fucking expectations. Why do you think that it's so hard for artists or for people in general to just kind of like let go of expectations?
Great question. You're right. It's really hard. I mean, I've struggled with that over my life when it's come to like what I expected of myself for my career, where I thought I would be. We kind of self-sabotage a lot, don't we? We compare ourselves a lot to other people. We hold ourselves accountable for other people's lives and other people's achievements, as if we are in some way expected to kind of rival them. And I wonder what that is. I kind of feel like it's so, if you expect nothing, then whatever you get is a gift.
Right.
But like, getting to that place is so hard. I don't know how you feel about expectations. It's so interesting how they sneak in to yourself. And I mean, culture has a lot to answer for, in society, and how it expects you to behave, expects you to love, and who it expects you to love, and all the norms that we fight against that get in. And I think that's got a lot to do with that stuff, and it's hard to fight it. I'm still on that journey.
It is hard. I mean, I'm 37. I know you're younger, but it took me just a couple years ago where I was like a hack. Like, okay, When I see that expectation pain coming, trade it for appreciation. Like trading your expectations for appreciation. And then like everything kind of changes, you know?
Yeah, love that.
But anyway, Rose, I know you got a lot going on. So let me get to the questions that everybody asks, but my audience doesn't know. So we got to educate them. And that's, of course, one of them is, of course, in 2021, you did that great song for the Justice League, Song of the Siren. And you also had a great viral with TikTok. But let me ask about the Justice League song, first of all. How was that experience, not only to have your song in a movie, but also such a polarizing movie, like, and with all the fans kind of thing, like that whole fan thing behind it, and just kind of like, you know, quick research on your name of the song, and like, you're not only in like articles, but you're like in message boards of like superhero fans, you know what I mean?
Yeah, crazy who it suddenly opened me up to. I didn't know anything really about the story and the controversy around the original film and the fans and like they believe in Zack Snyder. Oh my goodness, he has an incredible fan base. Yeah, no, that was a very, very crazy experience where it was just like I sent my song off, my version of this song, and 6 months later I heard that they chose my song, and that's when I found out what film it was for. So to me it could have been anything. It could have been a small film that, and then I realized, you know, hearing that it was this enormous blockbuster, kind of going from a very small, you know, low level like independent artist to suddenly having this exposure was just kind of crazy, and it's kind of a magical moment. And I've continued to work with Zack Snyder on his upcoming project Rebel Moon, and it's one of those magic things that can happen to you when you live in the artistic world, where from one day to the next you suddenly have this opportunity, and then you manage to get it, and what that then exposes you to, because it totally elevated my career 100% in terms of, you know, the people, the Spotify listeners and the people that were interested in me, and this, you know, suddenly I had this real weighty project behind me. Crazy. I'm still totally overwhelmed by it whenever I see it. I still feel like I put the song over the scene myself, that it's like a bad edit that I just faked it. Crazy.
Amazing, Rose. Well, listen, you got a lot going on. You have a busy afternoon. We'll let you go, but we'll let you go with the promise, Rose Betts, that you have to come to Nashville more, because I can already tell that your energy and your humor is needed here, just like
aww,
badly. Like we need like we love your talent, we love what you stand for, and we as I know that you would thrive, and we'd love to have you here more in Nashville.
I appreciate that. I really appreciate the really wonderful questions. It's so nice to answer those and talk about those things. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely, Rose. Take care. Have a great time at the pub.
Thank you. Bye.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for watching. Subscribe here for the latest from the show. Also, be sure to check out more of the best clips from J-Rod Concerts Media.
You have been listening to J-Rod Concerts, the podcast. Thank you for tuning in.